Wouldn't you know it, the Milton Menace finally got a win over the Leamington Flyers. I sat down with Menace captain Graham McCulley to discuss getting that monkey off the team's back and everything else that's happened over the last week. Here's episode 20 of Recap with Cap.
You guys got a big win against Leamington. It was on Friday night, I believe, if I remember correctly. It's been a week now, but looking at that game, big win, first place team. How do you guys feel coming out of that game?
Yeah, I mean, that's a big one internally, just in terms of confidence and momentum, especially playing, you know, they knocked us out of the playoffs last year, so that's even more motivation to win that game. But those are the kind of games we're going to have to win down the road, so that was a huge win.
Yeah, I'd imagine just they've been on such a roll, and now you guys, after sort of a speed bump in the middle of the season, you guys have now been on a fantastic roll. It's almost like just two heads meeting in the middle, right?
Yeah, which I think come playoff time, every single game is going to be like that. Even in the first round, we're going to have a tough matchup. So I think if we can learn how to win those games now, it'll help us down the road.
When you look back to, you know, this time last year, I believe it was sort of your first real full season in the OJHL, and now you're the captain of the team. Does that experience last year sort of humble you into this moment where it's like, okay, we have to sort of go game by game as opposed to just thinking that it's kind of going to be handed to you almost?
Yeah, I mean, it changes the mentality a little bit. I think you know that nothing, you can't take anything for granted, and no win is going to be easy. Yeah, I think the experience of losing, especially in a big playoff round like we did against Leamington last year, I think that just helps you moving forward because you learn how to win those tight games, which I think this group is well capable of doing.
Now, following Friday, went to Buffalo on Sunday. Got a nice win there. Luke Johnson continued being a bit of a force. How do you guys feel coming out of Buffalo?
Yeah, I mean, that was a huge win. We started off pretty slow, to be honest. Kind of got the bus legs out in the first period, but didn't play our greatest game as a whole. But, you know, we kind of just shut things down in the third period and were able to close it out, which is, I mean, on the road, you just kind of have to scratch and claw and find a way to get the win, which we did, which is awesome. So, you know, a 3-0 weekend is huge, and just kind of look to keep the momentum and going into a big weekend.
What does the team do, all the guys do, to sort of help with those longer bus rides to a Buffalo, even a Leamington?
Yeah, I mean, not too much. I think a lot of guys have been on teams, too, where you're used to the bus rides. Right. Myself from Wellington, I'm kind of used to the bus rides. I think everyone has their own routine to get prepared, whether that be before, on the bus, at the rink, just to kind of get mentally ready because we're not, you know, completely used to those bus rides. But, you know, I think everyone did a good job getting ready for that.
Now, if I remember the schedule correctly, I don't have it in front of me right now, but you guys have a bit of a stretch of road games before you come back to Milton. I think it's on the 9th you come back to play.
Correct,
home.
Yeah.
The afternoon of the Super Bowl, as it is. What's the mentality like when you have this long road stretch?
I think wins are huge on the road. I mean, I love playing on the road. Yeah. Especially, you know, we're going into Burlington, we're going into the Patriots this weekend. Especially, you know, places like Burlington where we get quite a few of our own crowd out there, which is awesome. The support we get on the road, especially within Halton, the drivable ones, is awesome. So I think that always helps just in terms of getting up for the game. But I think on the road, just like I said, just trying to find a way to get the win. I think that's the most important thing. It doesn't always have to be pretty. But, you know, it's a huge weekend and we're super excited for it.
You played a lot of hockey this season so far. How is the body feeling as we're inching closer and closer to playoffs?
Good. I think, you know, a big thing we preached at the start of the year was putting in the work in the gym in October and November, which will prep you for times like this, just in terms of maintenance and, you know, being ready to go every night. So I think we've done a good job at that, and I think most of the boys are ready to go.